Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
How do you do? Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. You were a visitor on this program some time ago, and everybody teased me when you were here because it sounded like you and I were flirting.
As if we would.
I know, but how dare they suggest that we weren't flirting, in fact.
Where am I, by the way?
You are
Doug's
on the,
been excited all day about this interview.
That's Hillary.
Hillary actually is not here. The two ladies who are here with me on Good Day are Jennifer Horn, who is a young lady who is a very interesting radio personality and works with her dad in a broadcasting business here in Los Angeles, and also Maria Bailey, who hosts a talk radio program called Mom Talk, but she also is a lady who has her own very successful business and career, and so we have all of our, we get together and chat every day during this hour, because Hillary is out running a business and can't be here to chat. That's how it all works out.
Well, that's very nice.
All right, so how are you doing? I read an article in a magazine about a month ago, sort of bringing me up to it. Actually went online, and there are a lot of articles online about you. Most of them do focus on where you were before and or losing weight. There's very little, if anything, about other things that you've done. It's like you were a two-trick pony, and you have so many different aspects to your life. What's going on with Sarah Ferguson these days?
Well, that's very nice. Where did you go online to find no information on me, then?
I went to Sarah Ferguson. I just Googled Sarah Ferguson, and a bunch of things came up about you. And I think there was a little bit about the television. But for the most part, people have in their minds that you have two identities, having been married to the prince and
being fat.
And being...
Okay. No, the skinny
not
version.
Not fat anymore. You're looking very hot.
I always thought you were hot before. Never mind now. I always thought you were very
hot. You see how nice? Listen to that. Look at that. This hour of the day. Nice compliment.
Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
Sarah Ferguson, let's start. So, 10 years with Weight Watchers. Writing a book about how to have a happy divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Writing a historical novel set in 1812.
About?
About Lady Margaret, a red-headed, fabulous lady, who is kidnapped. And we shall say no more. And it's the war, it's the seven-year war, between Britain and America and all these things, and France and all these other things. And it's these great ships, the men of war, the 98-gun men of war. So it's very romantic. It's going to replace Gone with the Wind, of course. And and that's coming out in September.
Exciting.
I'm a mother of two teenagers who are fabulous.
How is that? What kind of fun are you having with that? And where do they spend most of their time?
Beatrice is at, they're both at boarding school, and Beatrice is 18 and Eugenie's 16. And we have every minute of the day when they're out of school, we're together. So I'm over in New York, and then as soon as they come out of school, then I zip back and see them and then come back again.
Mm-hmm. You like being here better than there, don't you?
Well, I am British. And England is my home, but the American people have embraced me, and they've been very, very good to me.
Has the British populace been unkind to you, do you think?
I think that in The Shawshank Redemption, do you remember that film?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember when Morgan Freeman says, Big Red, and the preppy lawyer says to him, so, Big Red, do you think you're guilty of the crime, or what do you think? Or do you think you've been rehabilitated? And he says, well, if I could go back to the young boy and tell him not to do the crime and tell him that it wouldn't be wise, I would, but I'm not. But I can't. Those days are gone. And so if I could go back to the bride and tell her to do things differently, I probably would, but I can't. I'm here now.
Right. And it's
and
just...
the American people have accepted me.
Yep.
They've embraced me, and they've given me back my life. So I honor them, big time.
Are you Big Red?
I'm Big Red.
All right, so
we
ladies.
We redheads have more
red,
fun.
So I'm free to go now.
Now, what I want to know is, and I want Maria and Jennifer to jump in on this, the attention that is given to women who are overweight versus the lack of attention given to men who are overweight. It's always, I mean, when's the last time you saw a male spokesperson for somebody that's on a diet plan?
You know
the
what?
Subway guy.
It's seriously good.
Say
that
again.
Good. I can't think of one, actually.
Well, they just said the Subway
guy. Yeah, Jared.
But he wasn't Jared. Really, really He wasn't gone, was he? I don't remember him being that bad.
He was pretty heavy.
Was he?
Yeah, he was pretty heavy, and he lost his weight. Yeah.
All right.
But the thing about men is that they can, like, look at, like, a, you know, an apple and a rice cake, and they can be thin. Women, it's a much harder battle to lose weight.
We have to work at it.
Yeah. All right, so then what? Let's do a couple before we squeeze ourselves out of time. A couple of quick tips, Sarah, for people who would use Weight Watchers or whatever. I mean, all month long we have these conversations because everybody after the holidays wants to lose weight. So what's the deal that is sure-fired way for people to be successful?
Right. Point one, close the elevator doors and run up the stairs. Point two,
exercise.
Drink lots of water.
Uh-huh.
Point three, please remember your stomach is only a tiny little chap, and stop trying to stuff him with portion sizes, which he can't possibly digest.
Uh-huh.
Point one, two, three, I can't think how many points. Connect your brain to your stomach and not your stomach to your brain.
So, Sarah, when you travel so much, what is, like, the one or two things, how do you squeeze in exercise, and what habits do you use that keep you thin?
Well, I think it's very important to use the legs that the universe has given us, so it's vital that we get up early and get around that park. It's no excuse. You say, I can't go to the gym, I can't afford it. There's absolutely no excuse for not being able to just run up and down stairs five times in the morning. I mean, you know, I think denial is one of the key things which Weight Watchers deals with.
Yeah, you're right about that. And
the very cool thing about Weight Watchers, and it taught me something because I'd done it before, is that you have to plan. A lot of people don't realize. They figure, oh, if you eat something bad at lunch, you might as well just blow the whole day and start again. But it's kind of neat with the Weight Watcher program because you just plan to you know, for the social things that you have to go to and watch at another meals. I think that's really good about what their plan offers.
Wow. Yeah, and I think it's lovely because they're there for everybody. They're supportive. They embrace the whole crowd, and it's like a buddy system. And it was invented 48 years ago. And that invented 48 years ago in a basement flat by a lovely lady who said, "Come on, let's talk about how we can get better and get fit."
Well, it's obviously worked for you, and I'm sure if you've been around with them for 10 years, they'll be happy to have you around for 10 more years, not that you need it, but you do make a persuasive person as a spokesperson for them, and I always like chatting with you. Sarah, thank you for being here.